put my sign over there, my church history chart, for a moment. We're studying the life of Israel. We have a great man of God, Joshua. By the way, Jesus' name was Joshua. That's his name. It wasn't Jesus, it's Joshua. Joshua was a great leader in Israel, and he left quite a mark on them with his life. He was a brave man. He was a very spiritual man. And he trusted in God. And he believed God and his promises. Joshua lived during this period of time right here, in the very early time. He was in Egyptian bondage. And he goes in and he leads Israel into the land of promise. And he told them in chapter 23, remember. Remember what God has done for you. Remember, remember, remember. And now, in the 24th chapter, the last words of Joshua, the son of Nun, he tells us and gives them one last command and one last encouragement and one last warning to these people. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and their judges and their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And where's Shechem? That's the place that Dinah was going to marry Shechem. And Shechem, all the men of Shechem, were circumcised and followed the adherence of the words of Jacob. And then Levi and Simeon went and killed all of the new converts. Shechem is a very old city. Shechem is where many of the patriarchs lived, and this side of his family. He gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem. They presented themselves before the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, thus saith the God of the Lord, the God of Israel, from ancient times your fathers lived beyond the river, namely Terah and the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. God had to drag Abraham out of that heathen environment to where Abraham could serve God. And if you study Abraham's life, he didn't always follow God. He was a very fragile vessel, but God chose him and he called him the father of the faithful and the father of faith. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan. And I say the word Canaan correctly. That's the way it should be said. Not Canaan, but Canaan. And multiplied his descendants and gave him Isaac. And to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. And to Esau I gave Mount Seir and to possess it. And but Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt by what I did in its midst. And afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And you came to the sea, and Egypt pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Sea of Reeds, actually. And when they cried out to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, then covered them. And your own eyes saw what I did in Egypt. You lived in the wilderness for a long time. Joshua and Caleb was the only ones that saw it all. And their families. They saw it all. All the way from Egypt to now. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites and beyond, who lived beyond the Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand. And you took possession of their land, and I destroyed them before you. The Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel, and he sent and summoned Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I was not willing to listen to Balaam, so he had to bless you, and I delivered you from his hand. And you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the citizens of Jericho fought against you, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. And in that manner, thusly, I gave them into your hand. I gave them into your hand. Then I sent a hornet before you. Hornets. Hornets. Have you ever had a hornet after you, Marilyn?
Yes.
Oh boy, that's fun, isn't it?
I'm trying to keep ahead of it.
Yeah. You run from them, don't you?
Yes.
I remember I had my surgery for prostate cancer. They gutted me, and I was all stitched up in a mess. And I went back to the farm, and I was in the house and couldn't do anything hardly. And I crippled out there and walked up into a little storage shop that I had out there. And I had my radio equipment in there. Some of it I hadn't moved into the house yet, and there were some things out there I wanted. I opened that door. And on this side, on the right-hand side, was a hornet's nest from top to bottom, just inside the door. They started biting and stinging me and went all over my right arm from one end to the other. It swelled all up and like fire, that poison, that toxins they pour into you. I jumped off about a 30-inch tall step. I didn't go down the stairs. I jumped off of it and took off running. I was hurting. I went in there and put baking soda and kills, steam kill and everything on me I could do. And I was hurting inside and outside all over the place. Hornets are a bad hombre. I sent hornet before you, and it drove out the two kings of the Amorites. I'm going to tell you something. They're not going to fight these things. You got to leave. Wherever they are, you got to leave. But not by your sword you took them, but by the hornets that I sent before you. Not by your sword and not by your bow. And I gave you a land in which you had not labored, and cities which you did not build. And you lived in them, and you are eating the vineyards and the olive groves which you did not plant. Going back to Genesis 9 and 27. 24 to 27. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity. Fear the Lord, respect the Lord, love the Lord in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Put away the Egyptian gods. Put away the gods of Terah, Nahor, beyond that river. And the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is He who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Mitzrayim is a, Egypt is a Greek word. Mitzrayim is a Hebrew word. And that Hebrew word means land of red mud and canal banks. And they took a whole lot of that red mud and they made bricks. And they built monuments. The sons of Levi did all of that gold and silver work. Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord and to serve other gods. And the Lord our God, He is He who brought us out and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, slavery. And who did these things in our sight and preserved us through the way in which we went among the peoples through whose midst we passed? And the Lord drove them out before us, and all the peoples, even the Amorites who lived in the land, And we also will serve the Lord, for He is our God. You know, David was an imperfect person too, wasn't he? Abraham was an imperfect person. David was an imperfect person. But I want you to know something about David and Abraham. They never served any other gods, as imperfect as they were. They never served another god. Solomon bowed down to other gods, and God handed Israel to him on a platter. And he forsook the words right here that Joshua had spoken. Not too many generations later, he did this. He saw his father. He saw his father sin. He saw his father being imperfect. He saw the protection that God had for David and the love that God had for David. David means beloved. Then Joshua said to the people, "You will be not able to serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sin. You will not be able to serve the Lord your God. If you forsake the Lord and serve other foreign gods, then He will turn and do you harm and consume you after He has done good to you." And the people said to Joshua, "No, no, but we will serve the Lord." And Joshua again said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen for yourselves the Lord to serve Him." And they said, "We will. We are the witnesses. We will witness against ourselves. Now therefore put away the foreign gods which are in your midst." They were still there. They still had these gods with them. Good luck charms. Ancestor worship. The teraphim. Ancestor worship. "Incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." And the gods and the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and we will obey His voice." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Remember, that's an old fortified city in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. Why was it called the sanctuary of the Lord? Because the presence of God had sanctified it. The presence of God sanctifies all of us in our hearts. It is His Spirit is a monument in our hearts. His Spirit is a constant reminder that we are His and He is ours. And Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness against you, for it has heard all the words of the Lord, which He spoke to us, and thus shall be a witness against you, lest you deny your God." And Joshua dismissed the people, each to his own inheritance and his own land that God had given them. Verse number 29 now. "And it came about after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died among being 110 years old." 110 years old. 110 years old. And how many years of that was 100 years or maybe 70 years that he had followed the Lord out of the land of Egypt into the new land? "And they buried him in the territory of the inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north of Mount Gaash. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, who had known all the deeds of the Lord which He had done for Israel. Now they buried the bones of Joseph." Now Joseph is buried here by Shechem also, "which the sons of Israel brought up from Egypt at Shechem. And the piece of ground which Jacob had bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money, silver, and they became the inheritance of Joseph's sons." Ephraim and Manasseh. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died. And they buried him at Gibeah of Phinehas, and his son, which was given to him, the hill country of Ephraim. Joseph's bones, I've been there in that place, by Jacob's well, by Shechem. And you walk in the footsteps of these ancient patriarchs. The most, I thought, probably the most sacred place that I ever walked in the land of Israel, besides Mount Calvary, there in the city where Jesus was buried, and he died on the cross, was the Cave of Machpelah. The Cave of Machpelah, where Abraham is buried, where Isaac is buried, where Jacob is buried, where Leah is buried, where Sarah is buried. These people were the ones that God called out to follow him from among all the people of the earth. He called them out. And they were placed there, and their bodies were placed there until the resurrection. That's what we call a hope chest there in that old city. One of the oldest cities, continuously occupied cities in the world. Hebron. I was so blessed by being able to walk near the tombs of those ancient fathers and mothers of our faith. Choose this day whom you shall serve, Joshua said. And then he said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Someplace a long time ago, Marilyn got that sign for me, and it's up in the house down in Old River. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. We tried to do that. We try to remember what Joshua said. In these last two chapters, remember, remember, remember. And choose this day whom you shall serve. You shall serve the world, or you shall serve the Lord, one or the other. One or the other. Is your goal the world, or is your goal the Lord and his blessings? Our Father, we thank you for your word. Hide it deep in our hearts that we remember it day and night as we sleep, as we walk, as we talk, as we study, as we pray. Help us to lead our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord wherever they are in this world. I pray that you tender touch their hearts and make them tender to follow you. Father, please use these words for your honor and glory. Nourish your people throughout the world. Nourish those that are sick and failing in health at this time, Gloria and Otis especially. Father, I pray for them. Remember them as we pray and as we rise and as we lay down. Remember you of all whom we have chosen to serve and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.